I'm talking to you. Hello and welcome to the Root Zone Podcast. I am your host, Chris Stout. I am very excited about a little we haven't come up with a name, Steph. Swinney is here. I've been saying Brian and Steph's last name wrong for years, and they corrected me for the first time.
It's new to me. I haven't had it very long.
So we are here. This is the Root Zone Podcast. We're doing something a little bit different here. Steph and Brian were awesome enough to come to the shop today. We did a little video with them, talked a lot about their product. And so we are here with Steph, and we're just going to do a quick little 15-20 minute interview with Steph. We had talked a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, about these. And you said, hey, what about the wives? Can the wives come on and do some podcasting? So I said, absolutely. Let's do it. So how are you doing, Steph?
I'm good, thanks. Thank you for having me. I was super jealous when Brian's like, I'm doing a podcast. I'm like, I want to do a podcast. I'm like, I'm funnier than you are. Why am I not on the podcast?
No, I mean, you're definitely funnier than him. It's not even a
but
question.
But I don't really know anything about roots or grass.
That's all right, but you're learning, right?
I am.
That's the whole idea. So for those of you who don't know, Steph is Brian's wife. Brian is in the lawn care industry with me, and we use his product or their product, Tick and Skeeter Leader, in our program for our outdoor insect control. So I've gotten to know Brian, your husband, through years of the green industry. We've probably known each other probably 6-7 years now through the Real Green Conference and Work Wave, whatever you want to call it. And you were there, what, 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, that's when I first met you. Yeah, and we were on a little vacation in Florida and COVID, so we had the kid down there doing the virtual schooling.
That's right.
We had him in the room. Yeah, I was running food back and forth to the kid. He was in the hotel room.
So that was really your first experience, I guess, getting exposed to the green industry the kind of community that we have.
Mm-hmm.
How was, I got some questions written down here, but the first one kind of leads in perfect. What was like the coolest experience, or what did you like about going to that event and meeting some of Brian's, you know, peers and almost coworkers, I would call it?
I liked that everybody was connected. They all had this like excitement. They all love the industry, and it was like the camaraderie, and it was, everybody seemed young. Like, I'm from the environmental construction, and it's just a different caliber of people, you know, in the science and lab type industry. Like, they don't connect. They don't have events like that.
That's what I was thinking. So I guess it's more like with our industry, when we do connect on these events, it's a lot of networking, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's what we want to do. Talk to Brian, talk to other people that know about this product or what program, or how you doing this, how you doing that. So from where you came from, there wasn't a lot of that in the industry.
Not really.
So I'm sure seeing that, and I would say, you know, I had Brian on here, who's a plumber, and I know they do some conferences, but I would guess to say that the green industry probably has the biggest, I don't know, I feel like it's a really tight-knit group, even though how big we are.
Yeah, and it was fun, and there's no, like, you know, you're all from different areas, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, everybody's on top, everybody's, like, fighting for business, you know? Yeah. It's like everybody's sharing their trade secrets.
Yeah.
And how to do things. And, you know, like, if, oh, I have this customer that has this weird looking thing, I don't even know what it would be called. But, you know, it's like, and you make phone calls to your buddies and you share information.
Absolutely. I mean, when I met Brian, I think we've helped each other a lot over the years. And it's really cool, because I've come away from these conferences with true friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, I want to plan a trip to, like, Oklahoma to see Trey and Colin Scarsdale, you know, because mm-hmm. like over the last 3 years, they've become really not just people to bounce ideas off of, not just people to ask questions to, but truly like friends. Like, I want to go golfing with them. I want to go hang out with them. I thought that was, that's where I really want to get to, is like, were you surprised by that? And it sounds like you kind of were.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that one of Brian's close buddies, who ended up being the best man in our wedding, I believe he met him through the green industry too. And then coming up here after that one conference they had, I know they took a class trip up here and went to another guy's facility.
Yep. Yep.
And yeah, and it's cool. Like, we're here now and Brian's looking around. We're moving into a shop. So he's checking out how you have everything and what works for you. And, you know, it eliminates a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
You know,
you'd hope to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've, you know, and it's funny, you're getting like some advice or like getting some ideas from my shop. But I also, like you said, the mistakes I've made over the years with other shops
mm-hmm.
has led me to this shop.
Mm-hmm.
For years and years and years of my old job, we didn't even really have a shop. We had a shipping container or maybe like a garage. And it was just very difficult to get stuff done in mm-hmm. the wintertime. And it was frustrating. And so I'm very blessed to have this space without a doubt. And it's been great. And I heard you guys are in the process of mm-hmm. building a shop.
We are renting a bay.
Okay,
nice. Renting a bay out. So hopefully March 1st we'll be moving in.
That's great news
uh-huh.
for Brian.
Yes. And for Stephanie.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, do you work from home majority of the time?
I do. I also, we call it the loitering lounge. I will go and loiter places. I have ADD and it's just extremely hard to work from home.
Yeah.
So
I'm the same way. That's funny you say. See, this is a good insight because I think, you know, Steve, my business partner, and even my wife, Michelle, she's in sales. Steve works from home and they're like really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't function without being in this shop. I can get some work done at home, but for an extended period of time, 5-6 hours at home, I'm either going to take a nap, make a sandwich, do something else, and not work. When I'm at work, there's what else is there to do at work? Like, I could throw on a TV show or I could do, but there's really nothing else to do but work. You know?
No, I'm literally like in the kitchen, I get hungry and I'm like, oh, it's salad time. And it's not just like a quick little salad. It's like, let me get the peppercinis out. Let me get this out. I'm going to put some cucumber, you know? And I'm like,
yeah.
Now I got this big giant bowl of salad and I'm putting on Netflix. Don't tell Brian.
I'm sure Steve's watching some Netflix uh-huh. without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. It's just how people, the difference, I guess, in how people work. So we'll do some more questions for you. What is the work-life balance? So just a real quick explanation. Brian and Steph are married.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have one kid, correct?
Yes, I have a 15-year-old. Yeah. So Brian's a stepdad.
So Brian's a newer stepdad.
Yeah.
To a 15-year-old. So that's interesting. And also, you guys run two businesses. So we have Tick and Skeeter Deleter, who's the awesome sponsor of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have
the BRS Backyard Bug Busters.
The BRS Backyard Bug Busters, which encompasses the outdoor insect control mm-hmm. and lawn care, correct?
Correct.
Like, so the same stuff Stout Lawn Care does.
Mm-hmm.
Stout Lawn and Pest does.
Yes. Yeah.
How? Okay. So you're pretty new. You're 2 years into this.
Mm-hmm.
How has that affected or is it affecting your work-life balance and kind of shutting it off? Because you're always going to, you know, you're both are owners now. You're both are in tune to the business. You both, how does that, do you get a chance to shut it off when you get home?
You know, what's funny is we try to, what do they call it? Setting boundaries, right? And we went through this period of time where it was like, okay, I think Brian even said like maybe at like 5 or 5:30, we're going to shut off work. And I was like, be realistic, like, let's say 6:30, you know? And then he would bring it up later in the day and I would be like, kind of just looking at him, like, I'm not going to answer your question. And he's like, oh, I forgot. We're not supposed to talk about work. It's just like, you can't, you know,
you can't.
And he's so excited about it. And you just can't help when a thought pops in your head. Like last night, you know, we had the commercial today and we're falling asleep. And I'm just like, all of a sudden I get this like idea in my head.
Absolutely.
And I'm up and I'm typing in my notes on my phone. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I just have a great line and I'm typing it in. So, but we do shut it off. Like when we're away, cause we, you know, like we like boating and
yep.
when we're away boating, we're generally not doing the whole work thing, but it's hard when you're home, especially you're walking past the desk all the time.
Absolutely.
And the work is there and the trucks are outside. And, but it's nice too, cause we have Ryan encompassed in it. So when the, you know, he'll see Brian pull up and Ryan will run outside and be like, can I take the spreader off of the back of the truck? And
yeah.
he's driving it around, washing it off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like a little family.
And that's, you know, when I say work-life balance, it doesn't mean like, I don't think a lot of, there's probably some people out there that's going to say, oh yeah, cut it off at, you know, have a hard time, 6:30, 7:30, 5:30, whatever the time is, and say mm-hmm. you're not going to do any work. But that's just not real life. I'm the same way when I get home, like, I don't necessarily want to work or like, am I diving into like a major project? But if something comes into my head or I get an email that I want to respond to or mm-hmm. that I feel as if that I have the time to, or, you know, coming up on the spring season, I find myself a lot more at 6:30, 7:30, 8:30 at night, hopping on the computer, doing this, doing that. So mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, that we talk a lot about work-life balance, but it's really just, I don't know. You tell me. I think it can go both ways. You can work a lot, but like you said, when you want to go boating, you want to go wherever you like. When I try to take a bunch of vacations every year, but when I go on vacation, I'm on vacation. Like,
yeah.
I'm really not antsy. Yeah, I really try to turn it off at that time, and it kind of, I feel like it allows me in my brain to say, okay, I can answer this email at 7:30 at night, because when that week or that week and a half comes mm-hmm. on my vacation, I'm definitely not answering the email.
And I feel like, too, it got a little bit easier when we got the customer service rep on board, because she took a lot off.
Absolutely.
And then as we segue into Brian maybe not being in a truck full time, it'll be a little bit easier, because he was coming home after being in a truck all day and then having all, because that was the one thing I didn't work with the customers. Like, I love the compliance aspect of it, the insurance, the, you know, dealing with the DEP, all that stuff. Like, that's all me, the books, bills, paying bills, all that stuff. But like the customers,
it's not your thing.
It's not my thing. I don't know enough yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was, it's same thing for me when I got Steve. It was just like the biggest burden off my shoulders not to do sales anymore. Not that I don't mind sales. I like doing sales when I am doing sales, not mm-hmm. when I have to do sales.
Mm-hmm.
So if Steve sends me a note saying, hey, Chris, this person's a tough customer, wants to meet somebody on the lawn before the service comes, cool. I'm all about it. I want to do that. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to sell, answer a phone, and pick up. Like, that's just not my... Yeah. I almost get bored with it when I'm sitting at a desk for 8 hours trying to do sales.
Yeah, I think everybody's got their like specialty.
Yeah.
Because too, somebody will say something like, "Oh no, I'm not interested," and I'm just like, "Okay,
you know, yeah.
Okay, bye." Get me off the phone.
Yeah, there's certain people that are like good at sales and like good at pushing, and me, I'm the same way. I'm like, all right, well, you don't want our service? That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, call the next person. So, what are you looking forward to most in the 2024 season? I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to most is taking Skeeter to Leader blowing up.
Yeah.
You guys have been working really hard at these conferences and these events, and I'm hoping you guys go far. But what's your guys' roadmap game plan?
We are just out there getting the name out, and I'm looking forward to packaging up orders.
Yeah,
it's just like it's like a little stress reliever, like putting it in the box and taping the box up and dropping it off at UPS. And I also really enjoy the logistics aspect of it, too, if I can speak correctly. Mm-hmm. Like when the 12 gallons and the 55 gallon drums, you have to coordinate that with the liftgate truck and, you know, making sure somebody's at the shop. And, like I like that.
Yeah, well, that's good that you like that, because from what I understand about distribution, it can be tough to do the logistics end of it with mm-hmm. trucking and pricing and having that, you know, expedited service, because if we are in the service industry, and if I need Tick and Skeeter to Leader, mm-hmm. I want it within a day or two. You know,
I think though in the beginning too, weren't we meeting you like in a parking lot somewhere halfway?
Halfway, for sure. I think that was just because I'm cheap. When it comes,
I honestly don't even think we had that coordinated yet with the trucking.
Maybe not.
It was like, we can only sell with people within this radius.
Pretty sure I'm like customer number like one or two.
Yeah.
I think like if you look in your invoices,
mm-hmm.
I'm up there.
You're like the OG.
OG of Tick and Skeeter Leader. I bathe in it.
It does smell good.
It smells so good.
It doesn't smell bad at all.
Cool. Steph. I really appreciate you stopping on real quick.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us a little spiel on Tick and Skeeter to Leader, if you don't mind, and we'll take it from there.
All right. Well, Tick and Skeeter to Leader is an all-natural blend of essential oils that is used to control the insects on contact and act as a repellent. And it is all natural, and you can get it at yardcomfort.com.
Awesome.
And if you type in Root Zone into the little... discount code?
Yep.
you get 5% off.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll wrap it up with, I really appreciate you being on. I am really honored that you guys have decided to sponsor us or me in this podcast. It's a passion project, and you made it a lot easier for me to continue to do this. And I hope we have a lot of fun with it, and I hope we'll get you on sometime soon again.
Thank you very much. No, I love it. I think it's awesome. I love the name Rude Zone. And I think even when you started too, I was like, I'm jealous. I always wanted to do a podcast.
Well, so we're here. We'll set a couple more up for the 2024 season.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Steph.
All right.
Thanks again, Steph, for the quick interview. We're going to call these Shortcast. You can hear these every once in a while when we have some good interviews that we want to get done. Hope you enjoy listening to the Rude Zone podcast. Please like, subscribe, all that good stuff, and we'll talk to you again soon.